This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Let's begin.
Let's do it. Dun, dun,
dun. Question number one. This is a multiple choice. I know you guys love that.
Because they're easy.
Yes. All right.
So you think. Surely it's in all of the above. Surely it's coming. It's got to be this week.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This one. Tough.
How many species of giraffes are there?
I thought there was one giraffe.
One giraffe that can bend its neck.
There are subspecies, apparently, Em.
The stiff neck is one of them, isn't it?
Are there... Or are there? Maybe this is a... Maybe this is a tricky question. Ooh. So, how many are there? Are there two? Are there 12? Or are there 8?
Wait a minute.
Wait, what? Yeah, that's a
two,
big jump.
12 and then 8.
Yes. Yes. Those are the numbers I was on. To be honest, I made up two of the numbers as I read them. And so I probably didn't think strategically about them. But there you go. Your options are 2, 12, and 8.
So if you made two of them up and you didn't think strategically, then it's kind of throwing me towards 2.
Yeah. Is there 8 different types of giraffe? 8.
They're only, I don't know, within...
Or 12, don't neglect 12.
Oh, 12, 12.
12 seems too much. I'm going to go 2.
Oh, gee.
Your comment there threw me.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go 2.
Guys, it's 8.
No!
No!
What?
8 different groups of giraffe. Yes.
Well, it's definitely not 12.
No, you...
I'm glad you followed me on the lead there.
Guys, you're doing... Well, you're doing terribly, to be honest, but there's room for improvement now.
Positivity is
I'm confident you can both get.
Can you name 4 of the different types?
I probably could, but right now
I cannot. fair enough.
4. The question that lies ahead of you is, where do giraffes live? This is a multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Okay.
South America, Asia, or Africa?
South Africa.
No, South America.
South America.
Asia or Africa.
Where do they live currently?
Where is their native homeland?
Definitely Africa. Not a very small house. Like, that's just a no-no.
No.
Needs to have a tall roof.
Says Africa.
But isn't that the obvious?
That is the obvious. What was the other one?
What are you doing
South America
to my brain?
And... What was it?
South America.
And Asia.
Asia and Africa.
Well,
I have Africa locked in from M.
Is it locked in or... Oh.
All right. Okay. Look, the gut instinct's saying Africa, but there's a part of me saying Asia.
All right, I need an answer.
I feel like if I say Africa, I'm just going to get it wrong. But that, you know, David Attenborough, that's where he focuses on when he speaks about giraffes. He says Africa. He doesn't go to South America. He doesn't go to
about
Asia.
The world savanna in Africa. I've got to say Africa.
Me too.
You're both right.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Okay.
They only live in Africa, south of the Sahara.
South of the Sahara.
So obvious. I'm glad
I'm just hearing his voice in my head.
Thank you, Mr. David Attenborough, for all of your wise words.
Next question. A bit of a more specific question about their habitat of Africa.
Okay.
This is multiple choice again, guys.
Ooh.
What kind of terrain do giraffes prefer? Rocky slopes, open grassy plains, or dense forests?
Oh, again, let's think.
Well, let's think. They've got very,
Planet
very
Earth.
Tall reaches.
Planet Earth, they're Africa special, or the Africa special
Africa
of
special.
BBC.
Okay, yes.
You never see them in a forest.
Never see them in a forest.
And I've never seen them on rocky terrain, so I'm going to go open grasslands.
You're going to hate me for saying this. I was going to do that as well because I heard a little snippet from that, and he said, in the wide plains of the African Sahara,
David Attenborough
you see
knows
a
best.
Beautiful range of our marvellous 8 species.
Yes.
Giraffes.
So we're both saying
did he actually say 8 species?
Or
did you just wing it?
No, I think Mike's learning something today.
I think I am.
He's taking something away other than winning.
I've learned a lot today.
Yes. You're both right. They live in open grassy plains with scattered trees and shrubs.
Mate, I am crushing today, touch wood.
You are.
It's because I'm thinking. Now, I haven't got Sammy here.
My next question.
Make me scared.
I think my next question you'll either both definitely know or you just absolutely won't know.
Okay.
All right. This is multiple choice.
Oh, jeez. Love the multiple choice today.
Which of the giraffes have horns?
Oh.
Only males, only females, or both sexes?
Ah.
Is David Attenborough's voice going off in your head here, Em?
No, I've never seen a giraffe with a horn.
It's probably, if you just think about it, like, what do they look like? Do you reckon they look like they've got little horns?
No.
I'm going to say the females have horns.
All right, so Mike says females only. What does Em say?
I say males, but...
Because my cousin has a toy giraffe, and she says it's a female, and it's really, really cute and cuddly, and it's got horns.
Okay, I'm going to go females as well.
So I'm gonna go for my baby cousin here. She's
if this
is wrong, I'm not speaking to my baby cousin for a long time.
I'm just going
to
copy Mike. Yeah.
Both sexes.
Okay.
Oh, come on, mate.
They both have short horns, which are the little things that are above their eyes.
So, my theory. Technically, it was a. No, that's okay. No, I forgive you, my cousin.
My theory is today we're just going to go under together.
Yep.
Beautiful.
We are.
And I think you're neck and neck at the moment, right?
Yeah. Loving it.
There are two questions left. So who knows? One of you could come out the winner.
Anything could happen here. Anything could happen.
How long after mating does the female give birth? This is multiple choice.
Thank you.
450 days.
Oh.
380 days.
Oh.
300 days.
Oh, I wish it was in months.
Yeah, that would have been handy.
So what were the options? 300?
300, 380, and 450.
Okay, so 300 is about... You're looking at about 10 months to... 13 to some ungodly number that you don't want to be pregnant for.
450.
Doesn't look that fun.
450, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10 months, 300 days.
300? Yep. Okay.
What was there another one, 340?
380.
380.
300, 380, 450.
It's a long time.
It is a long time.
Yes, it is.
To be a bun in that oven.
It's very true. I'm going to say 380.
It's 450.
Oh,
that's so sad. That's unfortunate.
It's a long time.
It's a big baby.
Have you guys ever seen a giraffe give birth?
No, I don't know if I haven't had the pleasure.
I'm pretty sure they have to do it standing up.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
That's respect.
My gosh, I know, right?
Jeez.
But technically you can, even as a human. My friend says you just do it any way that feels comfortable.
Any way you want to.
It's just lying down. Yeah. I think you might have to sometimes. But she said, yeah, you can just... Because
however it shoots out, it shoots out.
That's right.
Shooting stars.
This is the final question.
Oh, jeez, I'm scared.
The decider.
Oh, the decider. It all comes down to this.
It all comes down to
this. We have had a couple of draws, Em.
I'm so stressed.
I don't know about this one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we are. This is multiple choice.
Okay.
How many different groups of patterns do giraffes' coats have?
Ooh.
Oh, this is tough, Merrin.
I'm just trying to think back to the last time I counted.
Now, here are your three potential answers.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Good. We got options.
Eight, representing the eight different types of giraffe. It is estimated there are only two different patterns for giraffes. Or... all patterns are different, like fingerprints.
Oh, that would be kind of cute. Oh.
I like a bit of individuality.
But then I like that it's eight per.
That does make sense too.
I kind of want to say C, but also I want to say A. Can I give two answers?
Yeah.
One of them is right.
Okay.
Which helps. I've just cut out one of the answers for you.
Oh, you did an Eddie McGuire.
I did, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, you did perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, so eight different varieties
or individual? I feel like it's going
to
be.
I'm just going to weigh in quickly and say, if you don't have to, guys, you can agree on the same answer. But if you both choose different answers, we will have a winner.
We will have a winner.
I'm just saying.
I'm tied between those two options. So if you go one,
they have been revealed as the two options. I kind of feel like it's C because I don't know. I feel it's C.
They're all individual.
Because I think the placement of the different spots would be individual to each giraffe. So are we saying, like, the kind of spots or, like, just...
The pattern.
The pattern.
I'm going to say C.
Well,
Do what your heart tells you.
I'm going to have to go different here. What was the other option besides the A?
There are eight different kinds, and it's correlation to their species or subspecies of giraffe.
Well, putting two giraffes next to one another, I think their spots would be slightly different. The pattern on the body would be slightly different.
And that is why I'm going to say...
You could say C.
Is it A? The
all right, I have eight from Mike, and M is saying they're all unique.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Today, this week, the pub quiz winner.
Oh, no, this is so suspenseful. Don't like it. I feel a bit sick.
It's M.
Oh!
Yeah! Good job, M.
Oh, well done.
That was exhilarating.
I just needed Rihanna to take a bow.
Remember how you said that you couldn't win?
Shun the non-believers.
Shun the non-believers.
One for the underdogs.
That's right.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.